Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 81 of the In Brief podcast. I'm your host today, Rio Peterson, coming to you live from Chicago. And as we all know, I am the bar partnership strategist here at Alps and one of your new hosts for the podcast. So today I am sitting down with the fantastic and fabulous Tamara Nash. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. I'm fantastic. Better than I get to sit here and chat with you. So we are both attending BLI, the Bar Leader Institute conference here in Chicago. And so we thought this would be a great time to sit down and talk about all of, or as many as we can, the exciting things that Tam is doing, because you do all the things. Happy to have you. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Fantastic. All right, so let's get started. I would love to hear a little bit more about you. I mean, obviously, I know a little bit about you, but our listeners don't. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, who you are, what you do, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I would love to. So those kind of questions always strike a chord of panic. Like, who are you? It's like, well, let me, you know, encapsulate my life in this one sentence. I always like to start that with, I'm a proud first generation attorney, born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, and then transplant to South Dakota, a proud South Dakota young lawyer. But I can only say that for one more year, and then I'll be aging out. So, you know, kicking and screaming to veteran attorney status.
Yes.
Or I guess quasi-veteran attorney status. But
young veteran attorney.
Yeah. Yes, I like that. We'll bring that term into use. I am the oldest sibling of three. I'm very close with my siblings. I have a brand new nephew and I have a niece. I'm quite obsessed with them. I bring them up any chance that I can get. I was a prosecutor for about 8 years and then recently made a transition into academia. I currently have the joy of serving as the director of experiential learning and a lecturer at the University of South Dakota Knudsen School of Law. And I am kind of a serial joiner. I really like bar service. So I do quite a bit in the South Dakota State Bar, as well as the American Bar Association and the American Bar Association Young Lawyers Division. And just try to squeeze in time to read and bake when I'm not doing all of those things.
Like, I do all of the things when I'm not doing all of them. And so I think it's incredible that you do all those things. Like, it really just shows that you're so passionate about what you do. And so something I would really love to hear is a little bit about your origin story, because I know you mentioned that you're a first generation lawyer.
Yeah.
So that's a really, I think, exciting thing for, you know, when somebody in your family kind of takes that next step. So I'd love to know more about kind of what inspired you to become a lawyer.
Yeah. So I love telling this story. It's something I'm super proud about and something that has always followed me. It's always like, you know, a little seed or flower I carry with me everywhere. So I think I come from a family of helpers, a family of people who always want to improve the world, make the world better, and have done that in kind of their own little way. Mm-hmm. But no one in my family ever really went to professional school, ever did anything like this. I mean, my grandfather had a third grade education and started his own business. I mean, so amazing feat from that, a Black man from Mississippi.
Yes.
So like extraordinary journey and path that he lived. But my kind of story was inspired by an amazing teacher. My sixth grade teacher let us create a mini society. So we had our own money, we had our own name, we had our own businesses, and one of our classmates had a hot dog stand, which, beside the point of how weird and creepy that is, that sixth graders were selling hot dogs to other sixth graders. We had a mini society day where some of us were selling, you know, I had a supply store with my friends. They had their hot dog stand, but apparently my friend's classmates thought he wasn't pulling his end of the labor, and so they fired him. And my
Oh.
teacher said, "Well, you can do something about that." So our class had a wrongful termination lawsuit, and some of us were jury members. Some of us, served as attorneys. I was his attorney. One of us was a judge, and it just changed something inside of me. It was the coolest thing I'd ever done. And my teacher was like, "You seem to really enjoy that." And so
Yeah.
he brought in three Black women to talk to me about what it meant to be a lawyer and what they did every day. And I sat with them in the school cafeteria during the school day and just learned about it. And it planted the seed inside of me of like what I could do and what my life could be. And I kind of had ups and downs through school. I didn't do very well the whole time. But when I got to college, that dream kind of came to fruition. I took the LSAT, the law school admissions test, and was like, "I can do this," and went to law school. And so I went to University of South Dakota Knutson School of Law, and the dream of, following in the footsteps of helpers and my family kind of came to life. So it all started with a hot dog stand.
Did you win? Did you win
We
the case?
did. We did. Yes. But really, we were all winners. We were all winners.
That's really incredible. Like, it's really a testament to the power that, education and certain adults in your life can have to kind of influence and inspire the direction you go. And do you still keep in touch with that teacher?
I do. So his name is Mr. Simmet. We keep in contact periodically on Facebook, and I very much believe that my journey and my life has been influenced, and my trajectory has been changed by people who have intervened and got involved and influenced me in these monumental ways. And he's just like one of the, several examples of people who've changed my life. And so, yeah, I'm so appreciative of him for something that he probably thought was no big deal, but literally changed the course of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love too that he thought to bring like three women that you could relate to and connect with as a woman of color and show you, hey, this is what you can do. And that's
Absolutely.
amazing.
Yeah, it's so powerful. I mean, you have to see it to believe it, and that's what he did. And it just planted the seed that took, years to blossom, but when it did, it came with a vengeance. So that's really cool.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. That's a great origin story.
Thanks.
Was there anyone kind of during your journey through law school and as a young lawyer who kind of also inspired you in that way or kind of pushed you forward and
Yeah, so I mean, I sincerely mean it when I say I've had amazing mentors who've been pivotal in my life. As a young lawyer, I've had a few mentors who have just been wonderful, who've taught me how to be a young lawyer, how to navigate the profession, how to have empathy, how to have compassion, how to be a professional. I had one mentor in particular. I remember, it's the summer between second year and third year. Everyone's interviewing for jobs. And I remember walking out of that interview and I thought to myself, whatever I got to do to work for this person, I'll do it. Like, just you connect with a person and you just know, like, this is who I'm supposed to learn from. And, fate aligned that I got that internship, and it was with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Dakota. And it changed my life, and I'm still mentee with that person. And I still call on them when I want to know what to do in life or what decisions to make. And the coolest thing about it is that person what ended up becoming a judge, and then I ended up becoming their clerk. By happenstance, we both kind of got the same job the next year. And so our lives kind of tracked for a couple paces after that. And so that person has been such a pivotal mentor and role model and encourager and champion in my life. And I think that's one thing that makes the South Dakota bar so amazing, is that it's such a close-knit community that I don't know a single young lawyer who hasn't been impacted by an amazing mentor, someone who's been a champion to them, cheered them on, encouraged them, provided opportunities. And I'm so fortunate to be not at all from South Dakota, but benefiting from an amazing bar and amazing mentors.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, the role of mentorship is so important, especially when you're new at something. I mean, whether you're like coming into the profession as a young person or even, you know, maybe a bit later in life, like it can be a very daunting and intimidating thing to be surrounded by all these very intelligent people who know what's going on. So it's really, it's really fantastic to know that it is understood that that is such an important thing for people to have that support when they're trying to figure out who they are and where they're going to end up in this profession.
Absolutely. And especially as a first generation, you know, attorney, where you don't have a parent who came before you, who can tell you, this is what you do when you go golfing, or this is how you interact at this fancy lunch, or, you know, and for someone to just sit you down and tell you these unspoken rules, or just to encourage you and remind you, you are here for a reason. You know,
you belong
you
here.
Belong. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then just the power of someone saying your name in rooms you're not in, and to help you seek opportunities and achieve and push yourself. It's so powerful and it means so much. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, and I think this is kind of a theme that I keep hearing when I get to speak to, you know, incredible legal professionals. It's that a lot of the legal community is of the opinion that, you know, success is not a zero sum game. There's enough opportunity for everyone. There's enough success. And if we just work together and bring each other up, we're all going to do well. And the world, I think in general, will do well from that.
Oh yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our whole profession succeeds. Yeah. You know, one of the cool things is there's a session here at BLI, the Bar Leadership Institute. Leadership is a team sport.
Yes.
We all succeed when one of us succeeds. We don't take away from any of us or any one of us. And, you know, I believe sincerely that when we, you know, dig in and work together to, you know, do our joint mission, whether that's serving justice, whether that's a strategic plan, you know, whatever the goal is, you know, we all come out enriched for whatever that is. And that's how my mentors taught me.
Yes. Yes. And so in your role as a teacher and a lecturer, is mentorship something that you speak about with your students and encourage?
It is. Yeah. Mentorship is such an amorphous topic to teach, though.
Yes.
It's so hard to say, like, mentor, find one,
yes.
you know?
Make a connection right now with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. But I do. And I try to bring in folks to come in and guest lecture and different guest speakers and bring in my mentors to demonstrate that, you know, how important it is. And I talk and try to be open and vulnerable about, you know, how I've benefited from mentorship and why it matters and how to find mentors and how to engage with your mentor and how to give back to your mentors, because it's not a one-way street either.
Right.
It's not someone you just call up like, hey, Bob, need a job. What you got for me? You know, kind of thing.
Yes.
So yeah, we talk about it. And I think it's one of those things that as you grow in the profession, you understand what it means. Kind of like I understood the opportunity that my sixth grade teacher gave me much more as I got older. And so I think it's one of those pieces as well. But I think the students really enjoy meeting professionals, understanding what they do, and understanding how those connections can continue to be cultivated as they, you know, grow in their 3 years as law students and then much more beyond as lawyers.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. So you teach, but you were also a prosecutor.
Yes.
For 8 years?
Yep, about 8 years.
Was that in South Dakota?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How did you like it?
I loved it. It was very challenging, very stressful, but I loved it. I loved my office and the mission and just the pursuit of justice. It mattered. Yeah. And it was a very meaningful job to have.
Great. Got it. And so then after your time as a prosecutor, you've now segued into, you work with the South Dakota Bar, you do work with the ABA, and you teach. What are some of the things that you do with the South Dakota Bar?
Yeah, so I have been fortunate enough that As soon as I was licensed, I had folks say, come to bar service. Welcome. Welcome. And so I've been involved in the South Dakota State Bar and the American Bar Association pretty much since the time I've had a license. And so with the South Dakota State Bar, I've been on the Young Lawyers Board of Directors. I've been fortunate enough to serve as our South Dakota Young Lawyer Section President. And with the South Dakota State Bar, I am our Young Lawyer Delegate to the ABA House of Delegates. I serve on a few different committees within our state bar with our law school committee. I also this year serve as chair of our diversity, equity, and inclusion committee. And it's just been really cool to be a part of a state bar and to serve and lead in a state bar that has given me so much and really has been the reason I have a career. So it's been really rewarding. I enjoy it.
Yeah. And they recognized, they were like, this woman gets things done. We need her. We need her to join the cause. yeah. And we know, obviously, Alps works with the South Dakota Bar, and they're a fantastic group of people. So yeah, it's wonderful to hear too the impact that a bar and participating in your bar can have as well. And, yeah, just the positive impact that can have in kind of helping to push your career forward as well. And
absolutely
helping you to connect with people. And I think also focusing on your passion. Like, it sounds like you're very passionate about supporting young lawyers and helping them kind of navigate the world, the legal profession, and becoming lawyers. And I know, I mean, I think it's clear based on your work as well with the ABA, because you are the chair of the Young Lawyer Division this year for the ABA as well, right?
I am.
Yeah. That's, how did that come about?
Oh, that's a windy, twisty turn of fate. Truly a fate. And it's been such a remarkable just journey of kind of finding a home in the ABA. I attended my first ABA conference back in 2016 as a member of the board of directors for South Dakota, our young lawyer section. And I say this in all sincerity, although it sounds like a Hallmark card, knew I had found my home and found my people in my first meeting. And so instantly signed up for everything I could and tried to join all the things. And then someone was like, all right, we'll need to narrow it down. So tell us one thing you want to do. And so I applied to become a scholar, which is a leadership development program that the Young Lawyers Division does each year. 16 young lawyers are selected to participate, and that we kind of lovingly and appropriately call a springboard into leadership. And so that was kind of the first opportunity or segue into the Young Lawyers Division that I did. And after that, held different positions as a director and committee leader and on different teams and on different boards. And everything that I did, I just kind of fell in love with the division more and lovingly called the division home, where I've made amazing, amazing friends that have kind of helped guide me through, you know, hard life stuff that we all live, challenges, career changes, help, you know, encourage me as I'm negotiating new jobs, celebrating fun wins in life. And it's just kind of become this professional home that means so very much to me. And so I decided in 2019 to run a campaign, a year-long campaign to be secretary of the division. And the successful candidate for that ascends to chair. And so that was 4 years ago, and which leads us to today. Serving as chair.
Well, I would buy that Hallmark card. It's like, I just, yeah, I love that you found that community. Like, you just instantly were like, yes, this is where I need to be. And it really shows, you know, through all the work that you've done. And I know a project that you have coming up is a summit for first generation lawyers, which we're very, very excited about. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So I'm so very proud, very excited to be a part of the First Generation Summit that we're able to put on. So kind of context or stepping back, We, as the Young Lawyers Division, have a first generation initiative.
Yeah.
Something that we are incredibly proud of is creating community for first generation law students and young lawyers. It was a gap that we had, that we didn't have a place where we could say, hey, this is who I am, and this is something I'm proud of, and here are resources to support me. And that is a gap that we filled last year, last bar year.
Yeah.
And a part of that is creating space where we can come together and be proud of who we are, to bring mentors into the space, to provide resources. And so on April 26th of this year, 2024, we'll be meeting in Houston, Texas, to have a summit and really just celebrate that shared identity that I think we've all, you know, a lot of first generation, I should say, have kind of gone through this transition of it used to be something that you felt, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but maybe felt like it used to be a barrier or a challenge. And now it's a badge of honor to be a first generation is synonymous with grit and tenacity, and to be someone who perseveres and will come together and celebrate that identity and that label. And we'll have high schoolers there, we'll have college students there, law students, members of the judiciary, and young lawyers, and just kind of celebrate that shared identity, build community, and have some programming, have some networking breakfast, networking lunch, and really just, you know, celebrate who we are and that first gen status. And we have some amazing partners, one of which is ALPS. We have the Access Lex Institute. And we have some of the Texas Bar Associations that have been fantastic partners. And South Texas College of Law has been a wonderful partner. And so we're just really excited to say we're here and we're proud of who we are and how can we help?
Yes. And I really love that you've included high school students in that as well. And I mean, giving them an opportunity to see the law as something that is viable and it is something they should be considering and that is open to them. And I know you've done work in the past with, I think it's Project Destination, right? So like, I love that, because I think it's, especially for someone who doesn't come from a family of lawyers, you know, even thinking about being a lawyer is maybe something they wouldn't be considering without someone being like, oh, actually, you know, you should.
Yeah, 100%.
You can do this. This could be you.
I think it's the profound ability to see yourself in someone who looks like you, to say,
yes,
I did it, you can do it. And to plant that seed that we know that sometimes can take years to blossom. I'm the example of that, that someone took the time to plant a seed in me. And it took years for me to even think back on that. But once I did, and once, you know, life happened and, you know, the universe aligned, that seed blossomed. And it's just to take the time to pour into someone, pour life into someone, invest in them and believe in them, and for them to remember to believe in themselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And seizing the opportunity to create visibility around, I mean, particularly like women of color, you know, and showing other like young girls of color, like, hey, this is something that you can do. I mean, there's, you think about media and stuff, it's not often that you see that representation.
Absolutely.
So connecting with that is so important, even if, you know, you don't realize it in the moment.
Yeah.
Looking back, like, just like you said, with, you know, as you've gotten older, understanding the opportunity that was presented when you met those women lawyers, like, It's amazing growing the gardens of tomorrow today.
Yes, exactly. It's so cool. And it's, and I always think, even if students never become a lawyer, the impact that you can have is profound, and the ripple effect of the generations you impact afterwards are amazing. And there's a quote that I love of, you plant seeds today so that generations can live in the shade tomorrow. Something like that, the quote, not precisely. But it's so cool that, you know, someone years from now can live the benefit because you put on a 40-minute panel, you know? And so it's really so cool and so truly just moving to know that, you know, you can change the course of someone's life. And I say that in a way of not like, I'm important, but in a way that I've lived it. Like
Yes.
it has changed my life. And so I know
Yes.
the impact that it can have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that kind of generational element as well. I mean, maybe if, a high schooler comes to the summit and they don't become a lawyer, but maybe their kid does.
Yeah.
And maybe their kid becomes president because of it
Yeah.
and changes the world.
Yeah.
It's you never know, you
Exactly.
never know.
Yeah.
So
Or someone becomes a court reporter, or, they go into law enforcement, or, and then the next generation does something, can just be so cool.
Absolutely. Well, that's very, very exciting. And so that's on April 26th
April 26th.
at the Houston
South Texas College of Law in
South
Houston.
Texas. Yes, in Houston. Okay, fantastic. And we'll talk in a minute about how people can get connected with that. But
Sounds good.
so something I want to kind of ask, because I think this is really a theme and overarching theme about what we've been talking about, is just, inspiring youth and kind of creating and opening those opportunities. So what is some advice that you would give your younger self? I know this is the question you like to ask. Well, I'm asking you,
All
Tam.
right. A piece of advice I would give my younger self is to stay rooted in your passion and your dreams, and to trust the process and trust the journey. I think we get very convinced that success looks one way and that the path has to be one way, and we get so rigid and so distracted by other people's definition of success that sometimes we lose sight of our own passion, our own dream, and our own wants for our life. And so I would just remind my younger self that it will work out just as it should, and that you can define success for yourself.
Oh, I love that. I feel like that's going to be the title of this episode.
I
Imagine your family's really proud of you, hey?
hope they are.
Well, that's great. I love that. I love that advice. And it is so true. I mean, we could definitely get wrapped up in this idea that it has to be a certain thing.
Yeah.
And but that's the great thing about success in this life, is that you really get to decide for yourself what is important and how that looks and where you want to take it. And that's a really powerful thing to know.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously it takes time to learn that, but once you do, that's
Liberating.
it absolutely is. It's like, oh, I don't have to fit in this box. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great advice. So tell us, how can people find out about the summit?
Yes. So easiest way to find out about the summit is reach out to me directly. You can email me at tamarapnash1@gmail, tamarapnash1@gmail.com. And I would love, love, love to get you connected, to get you there, and to get you all the information you might need.
Perfect. And we will make sure to put that in the show notes so that it's easy to find and everyone can connect with you. And yeah, we're really looking forward to the summit, and I hope it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fantastic success. So
Thank you. We're excited and we're appreciative of your partnership.
yeah, absolutely. Anytime. We love young lawyers. So
It
So thank you so much for chatting with me today. This is fantastic. I really enjoyed our conversation.
me too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. You come back
All
anytime.
right,
This is just going to be our new show. And then they did a spin-off, and it was great.
And it kept going.
Right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day.